Welcome back to the final hour ever of the 33-year run of the WIP Morning Show. Whole new thing next week. Rhea will be back, though, and so will our producer, Joe Wechter. But in the final hour, Al will give his final remarks. Rhea will. I will. And hopefully we'll all hold it together for this last hour. I got to tell you, Al, if you look back over our run, one of the most influential people, somebody who truly put us on the map,
yes,
was the tremendous sports fan who also happened to be the mayor of this city, Ed Rendell. And I just, we have this cut of what Ed used to say about how he loved WIP. Listen.
It certainly helped make this a fun, exciting place. All the rallies when we were doing great, you know, when the Eagles were doing great, all the great rallies we had were fun. 93, baseball was fun, all that stuff. But there's a great element of giving back that WIP gets involved in.
And Ed was involved in all of it. He helped us get into the Spectrum.
He had one day a year he could use and gave it to us.
And he was instrumental in many of our rallies. Ladies and gentlemen, the former governor and mayor, Ed Rendell. Hello, Mr. Governor Mayor.
Hey, Ange, how are you? Listen, I want to tell you how honored I am that you let me have the responsibility of making this announcement. Last night at about 1:15 in the morning, we signed a contract to extend you for 3 years for $7 million.
And I respectfully declined. I am toast. But thank you for that, Ed.
Well, I hope that I was like every other Philadelphia fan. I hope that you weren't going to retire. I hoped that this was another walking up to the front door,
right,
but closing and staying with us, because it won't be the same without you. This is the best sports town in America, but in big reason for what you've done and how you've riled the fans up and got them pushing behind you. You were a remarkable asset to the city. You were a lot of fun. You did a lot of good things for people, for causes, and we will miss you. But I hope you will retire like Ray Dinger retired. Ray Dinger has been on TV more than before he retired.
That is true, Ed. Ed, a couple of things I just got to run by you. Number one, you did get us into the Spectrum when we were not that big a Wing Bowl event. Did you ever come to regret that?
Yeah, the first Wing Bowl I went to.
It's a yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, you saw it. You went, what the hell did I do here?
Well, I look a bit. I'm all the scantily clad women, all of the drunk guys throwing stuff. I said, oh, my God.
Right.
I've been a terrific mayor, and it's all going to go down to this. I'm going to be remembered. In my obituary, I'm going to be remembered as the guy who helped bring Wing Bowl to Philadelphia.
All right. The other one, Ed, and luck. You know how much you led us in those years where we were really just getting it going. And so you really fell in love with Ricky Williams. And you did come on. I need you to acknowledge this now publicly, Ed. You did come on and say, we got to go to the draft and welcome Ricky to town. That was originally your idea, correct?
Yeah, it was to welcome Ricky to town.
All right.
Not to scare the shit out of Donovan.
Hold on. Ed, hold on. Here's the thing now. And so, Ed, were you watching it on TV? Because we were all at the draft. Were you watching it on TV when they announced the second pick?
I immediately got a sick feeling in my stomach.
All right, I'm going to just play this so you understand what's going on. So we're all there to welcome Ed Rendell's pick of Ricky Williams, but they ended up not picking Ricky Williams. Here's what happened.
The second pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan McNabb, quarterback, Syracuse University.
Ed, you regretted it in that moment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I spent years trying to apologize to Donovan.
Did it work?
No.
No, he never really forgave any of us, did he?
No. He was interviewed by the New York Times about me, and he said, is he a knowledgeable sportscaster? And Donovan said, he's a good mayor. He said, no, is he? Does he know anything about sports? He's a good mayor. Anyway, he's a good man. He never forgave us, but I think he did at the end.
Ed, I'm not a political guy, but in my eyes, you're the best mayor this city ever had, the best governor this state ever had, and the best friend this show ever had. All I could do is publicly thank you for all you did for us.
Well, we want to thank you and Aria and Al and everyone for all you've done for us. You've made mornings bearable. You've made losses bearable. You've made shared grieving art here in Philadelphia. So I want to say thank you on behalf of hundreds of thousands of Philadelphians and people who wish they were Philadelphians.
Ed, stay well, my friend. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Ed.
And be on the air a little bit.
See you later, Ed. Ed Rendell, ladies and gentlemen, and I cannot overstate the influence he had on this city. And he put us on a map.
Yeah.
You know, when the mayor starts calling your show, that's when people are going, well, they must be important. The mayor's calling the show.
Yeah.
And he, you know what it was? He didn't want to talk about what was going on in the city. He wanted to talk about what was going on in the arenas and in the fields. He was a great, great fan. Mm-hmm. Great fan. All right, let's get some calls in. Al, you're going to be going here in about 5 minutes, all right?
I'm leaving?
No, you're going to be giving your thing. You're going to be doing your speech.
Okay.
Right? He's working on it now because this is the way he did the Hall of Fame speech at the Hockey Hall of Fame. Right, Al? You did that very well. I would hope.
Hello,
we get the
everybody.
Sim.
Hello, everybody.
No, Al, no.
Goodbye, everybody.
No, this is important now. You gotta stick this landing.
Oh, yeah.
So be working on it now, and I'll come to you in a couple of minutes.
He's checking the box scores.
Hayes is on the line. Hi, Hayes.
Oh, Angelo.
How you doing, Hazy?
Listen to this, my man. This is going to blow your mind. This is worth a hat and a T-shirt.
Yep.
This gentleman was born in 1790.
You're
he
right.
died in 1864.
All right.
He was the mayor of Philadelphia from 1828 to 1829.
Okay.
He was the vice president of the 11th vice president of the United States from 1845 to 1849. He went to Texas. And this little patch of land didn't have no name, so he named it after himself. Rhea and Ava can confirm this. His name was George Mifflin Dallas.
Nice.
A person born and raised in Philadelphia named. That's how Dallas got his name.
How did we didn't know? Hey, do you realize all this time we didn't have this information?
We got by somehow.
I don't know how we snuck by without this. Hey, thank you.
I had this information for over 15 years. I was just waiting for the right time to give it to
you. This is better than any.
I'm glad you didn't wait till next week. Thanks, Hayes. Appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. One of our big, big parts of our shows early on, Al, was a gorgeous, wonderful woman named Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
And she is on now. Hi, Ruth. Hey.
I'd say good morning, but it's not for me. Oh. And you know what? I'm 58. I think we can drop the babe now.
All right, fine. The truth is it is no longer fashionable anyway, Ruth.
Well, yeah, I know. There's a few things that were going on back in those days that are no longer fashionable. But
you're right.
Hey, it was part of the charm. I have been the first time I met you guys was December of 93 in Michael Jack's. And, a friend of mine said, you got to listen to the show. Let's go down and watch them. And I have been hooked ever since. Have not always called in, especially after, I got married and kids and a job and all that kind of crazy stuff. But I've listened every day, and you guys have, you've been part of my life, like Kenny said, for literally half my life. And, you, Al, Rhea, Joe, and more recently Keith. I mean, you guys manage to be informative and entertaining at the same time, and that's pretty rare. I think that's why you have such an unbelievably, large and loyal audience, and why you've probably drawn a lot of women in too. But at least now, back then, I don't know, got a little dicey at times. But I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything you've done for us. You've been a great, great caller with great insights into what was going on. And when you needed to set us straight, you did. And I appreciate it. Thanks, Ruth.
Well, one last thing.
Yep.
This will be the last thing I will say to you, Angelo. What are you wearing this morning?
You know, I got really tight jeans in there.
Yeah.
They're showing the right spot. All right, hold on. Joe Wechter is beginning to regurgitate. I got to let you go.
Lord.
I used to do that, Al. Do you understand you could not do that now?
No.
What are you wearing? That's not appropriate now.
Well.
It's not appropriate.
Can't even say you look nice.
Mark from Mount Laurel is here. Get ready, Al. You're next. Hi, Mark.
Angelo.
Yes, Mark.
I'm just sitting here, and I'm thinking years back how your show used to end with Johnny Most.
Really?
It's all over. It's all over. It's all over.
Wow, I wonder how we're going to end that today, Mark.
Angelo, I got to tell you, pal, I'm 69, and I think half of my life, you guys have all been a part of my life. And I would just like to say to you, Angelo, it's probably the first time I've ever called. I was nervous, you know, honestly.
You're nervous?
I you know, because I know this is it. You know, as far as I'm going to be in touch with you, but I know on the radio, you really helped me with losses. You were like a therapist to me. You know, I couldn't wait to call you the next day after a tough loss. But the one thing I really most about you is that how much ever let that affect your job, man. And I admire the hell out of you for that.
Well, that is high praise,
Mark. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I know you got to move on. But listen, Ange, our paths will meet. I'll keep in touch. And, you know, all the best to you, pal. All the best to you.
Hall of Fame caller, the great Mark from Mount Laurel. Thank you, Mark. Al,
what?
We all want to say a final word here, and I would like you to say yours now, if you would.
Oh, final word. Whoa, we...
Hey, what's up? This is AJR, and you're listening to The Something Show with Al Morganti. Let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
All righty. You already pushed along here, as usual. And I just wanted to say, when you come here to Philadelphia, a lot of people make fun because I have never lost the Boston roots, but I think that's what connects me to Philadelphia. Because when you're from here, that's where you're from, and you're never going to change. And I know anybody can be a sports fan. Anybody can come into a town and adopt teams and whatever. We all like the Eagles. But to really adopt Philadelphia, man, I'll tell you, I played softball on the plateau. I played tennis down at the lakes, did other things too. I know which streets go north and that the odd streets go north and the even streets go south. I know Locust and Chestnut. I know Ellsworth and Federal means I'm getting close. I don't know where the hell Fern Rock is, but I've seen that sign so many times. It's amazing. I know I'm not going to be able to park on Sansom Street, but I'll try every single time to come in. I know all of that. I know Chickies and Pete's, but I also know the Palladium. I know places that have been there. I've done all of this. I know all the music venues. I loved when the Electric Factory was there. But you know what? It never